Hello, my name is Amona Buchler, Feldenkrais practitioner and assistant trainer. I would like to offer you an ATM, which is a version of Lesson 8, Perfecting the Self-Image, out of the book by Moshe Feldenkrais, Awareness Through Movement. There are 12 lessons in this book. You will need a space on the floor, a mat that's about twice as wide as a yoga mat, but not sticky, or just a carpet. Okay, so first of all, you can lie on the floor on your back, arms alongside your torso, legs long, and just take a moment to arrive. And what does arriving mean? So feel into yourself. Notice what sensations come to your attention. How are you resting? Feel the weight on the floor. Some areas of your body you may notice rest more firmly, and others have lighter contact or no contact. So, for example, if you pay attention to your pelvis as it rests on the floor, do you notice a difference between the right side of your pelvis and the left side of the pelvis? Is one side heavier? And then most people have some space under the low back area. So notice that there is an area which doesn't touch the floor. It's like a bridge or an arch. And then how far up does this bridge go? And where in your middle back do you notice either the spine or the ribs do make contact with the floor again? So, in other words, how long is this arch between your pelvis and your mid-back? And is it higher or lower on the right side? And then bring your attention up higher, mid-back, upper back, between your shoulder blades. Noticing the contact of your ribs, of your shoulders on the floor, maybe your spine. And again, you may notice a difference between the right and left side. So that's the great thing about having a left side and the right side, because in comparison to each other, you can start feeling more details about yourself, about how you're resting right now. Is the right shoulder lifted off the ground a bit more than the left, or the other way around? And then again, there's a bridge under the back side of your neck. So the shoulder girdle more or less rests on the floor. There is a fairly small point on the back side of your head that rests on the floor. And then notice the length of that arch between those two areas. And how high is the arch? Would you be able to place two fingers stacked on top of each other, or three, or one, in the space between the arch and the floor? Okay, so now pay attention to your whole body, whole self. So you're widening your awareness from paying attention to specifics to just feeling your whole self. Notice the quality of your breathing without changing or interfering. So this is an art to observe ourselves without trying to improve, just noticing. And actually, that's the attitude with which you go through the entire lesson. So I will give you detailed instructions as to how to move and what to observe. Of course, you can choose slight variations as you get curious and discover things about yourself, and you can guide your awareness in your own way, whatever seems helpful. However, stay with the instructions relatively precisely, because everything has a reason the way it is instructed. Okay, so now we're going to begin with the awareness through movement exploration. So sit on the floor and your knees are opened. The feet are resting on their outside. So the soles of the feet are facing each other. And now place your right hand under your right heel so that the heel rests in the palm of your hand. And your thumb is together with all the other four fingers. And now take your left hand and get hold of the four small toes of your right foot with your left hand. You do so by placing the left thumb between the big toe and the one next to it. Okay, so now, with the help of your hands, raise your right foot off the floor, and as you do so, push it away from your torso. Do this a few times, so you always come back down to the floor with your foot, and then start a brand new movement. Leave a second or two of pause, or even longer, and then try it again. Now, you raise your foot, you push it away from your torso, but then at some point, pull it toward your head in a well-rounded movement. Now, here is already something to be observed, which is, what is the good moment between stretching the foot away from you and then bringing it closer to your head? How does it naturally seem to happen? You can play with little variations and notice how easy each of these variations feels. And raise your leg as you breathe out. Now begin to also drop your head forward as you do this movement. So the leg comes off the floor, the foot rises up to the air and toward your head, and at the same time you let your head drop forward. Maybe it is already possible to raise the foot above the head. But be sure to not get ambitious about this, because you don't want to stretch. So the gained flexibility as well as capacity to do and execute certain movements is absolutely not based on stretching in this method. So go easy, do less than you can, sometimes do very little, and find this beautiful aspect that the improvement of movement will happen in a different way. Observe your chest, observe your shoulders and shoulder blades. Are you allowing your shoulder blades to slide? So now, is it possible to place your right foot on top of your head? Now, these instructions are very tricky because the moment something like this is said, ambition may kick in, trying may kick in. Now, trying, though, is counterproductive to improving and to learning. So, just notice if you can place your foot onto your head without trying hard. If you can't, that means that your back muscles, the extensor muscles, are still working, and they, so to speak, don't know how to let go, how to lengthen. So accept that, notice to where you get right now. Okay, and then let this go, bring your leg back down to the floor, and lie down on your back and rest. Your arms are long next to your torso, legs are long. And again, just feel, how are you right now on the floor? Now, this was only the very first movement you did, but can you already observe any difference as to how you rest on the floor? Maybe some impressions come to you spontaneously of differences. But if they don't, just go back to the precise observation that we used in the beginning, the weight of the pelvis, right and left side, the length of the arch below your low back, between your pelvis and your mid back, the height of the arch, the difference between right and left side, the way the upper body rests, the mid-back and the shoulder girdle, the right and left shoulder, and then the bridge behind the neck between the shoulder girdle and the point of the head that rests on the floor. So I'm just reminding you of what you can pay attention to so that you more clearly can feel as the lesson progresses, what changes occur? Okay, so now, as you lie on your back, draw up your feet with the knees open as before. Then raise your right foot, and with both arms between your knees, get hold of your right foot as you did before. The right hand is under the heel with all the fingers and also the thumb under the heel. The left hand holding the four smaller toes. Thumb is between the big toe and the one next to it. And now use your hands to lift your foot in a smooth movement in the direction of the ceiling. And then let the path of the foot curve toward the head while raising the head as though to meet the foot. Do this movement on the exhalation. And then when you come back down, the head comes back down, you lower the leg. Make sure to take either just a little moment of pause or just maybe even a full breath, in-breath and out-breath and in-breath, and do the next movement on the out-breath. Make distinct movements, one distinct from the other, so that every movement becomes a new exploration, a chance to feel, to discover, to notice something different. Also a chance to try slightly different variations while staying within those instructions given. So what's the path of your foot through the air that will make for a light, gentle movement? Notice if your arms are as relaxed as they can be while doing the job of holding the foot. And on the out-breath, can your chest fold easily? Okay, now stop this movement and rest on your back. Now, once again, draw your knees up. Get hold of your right foot as before. Let your left foot rest easily on the floor. And then again, use your hands to move your right foot away from your torso. And this time, as your foot comes away from your torso, turn the pelvis to the right until the right thigh touches the floor on the right. Of course, the head and the torso will also turn to the right. As you breathe out, you bend to bring your head forward in the direction of the right knee in a large arc close to the floor. So again, first the foot moves away from your torso and you turn the pelvis to the right till the right thigh touches the floor. The head bends to bring your head forward in the direction of your right knee, or even in front of the right knee, to the right of it. The head moves in an arc very close to the floor. And this is the beginning of rolling up to sitting. Now, how easy is it from this position to roll up to sitting over the right side? As you play with the possibility of rolling up to sitting, let your left leg help. How does your left leg help? So let the left leg rise off the floor. At some moment in the process of rolling over your right side, it actually begins to lengthen out a little bit more away from your head. And then as you come up to sitting, it moves a little bit to the left and the knee folds up as your pelvis rolls up to sitting. So now again, be very careful with this new instruction to allow several attempts. Maybe it's easy for some, maybe it's difficult, and you don't try to force anything. You're discovering how to do the movement easily and efficiently. Once you have discovered it, it will be no effort. In fact, it will feel as though you all of a sudden sit up miraculously. Can you do the movement very slowly, using no momentum and without speeding the movement up at any single moment? Can you stop and then continue the movement at any moment? So only if you're able to do a movement slowly, only if you can stop and continue it at any moment, have you found the easy configuration as to how to do this? So again, the head movement is an arc close to the floor. You use your hands to pull your right foot gently in such a way that it helps your head to mark this arc closer to the floor and toward an imaginary point on the floor in front of the knee, a little to the right of it. You use your left leg to help as before. And it's going to be easier to do this movement, especially when you start folding on the exhalation so that your chest can fold and be relaxed. And do you notice any areas that are missing in the body image of the movement? Areas that don't seem to be involved or contribute? Areas that maybe feel shortened and they don't want to lengthen. Now, if you get stuck in the transition of being in the back to lying on the right side, maybe emphasize the unbending of the lower leg. So remember, the foot first of all moves away from you. And that pulls on your arms that hold the foot so that the shoulders lift off the floor, especially the left shoulder as you roll to the side. Or maybe it is easy for you to roll onto the side, but then you get stuck to sitting up, or it just gets a bit harder. Now, if that's the case, pay attention again to the fact if you let your head bend and circle around the right knee close to the floor until the moment where you all of a sudden feel it is very easy to get up. Okay, now let it go and rest on your back. In your own way, notice differences. And I'll sit and again spread your knees apart. Soles of the feet are facing each other. Lengthen your arms between your legs and again get hold of your right foot as before. Now, raise your foot forward and upward over your head and notice, has there been any improvement? If there has been improvement, can you notice where the improvement happened? What is different now? Now, without letting go of your right foot, place your left leg behind you on the left. Now the inside of the left foot and the knee will be on the ground. At the same time, place your right leg on the floor in front of you. Now your head will sink down forward together with your trunk and bring it closer to the floor in front of you in whatever direction is most comfortable, in front of the right knee or lower leg. And then from here in this position, rock the trunk from right to left in the smallest movements that seem comfortable to you. In case your head touches the floor, you can maybe roll the head a little bit right and left as the trunk moves. And then after a few small movements, increase the rocking motion until, with your head lowered, you can roll to the right side on the floor until you're lying on your back again. So as you do this, your left foot will of course also raise off the ground. And then as you come to your back, push a little with the left foot on the floor to begin the movement back to the right. Fold up your body and roll with your head leading and kept close to the ground until it reaches the right knee. And remember, after the left leg lengthens for a moment, it goes behind you and folds up as you come up to sitting. For right now, as you come up to sitting, don't straighten up. Remain round. So you keep your head and trunk close to the floor, and you keep rolling from your back over your right side to come to sit. Now you could, as you sit, move the body a little bit to the left with the trunk and head to then give you a start and roll again to the right until you're lying on your back. Okay, now let it go, rest on your back. While you rest on your back, repeat the movement in your imagination. So while you imagine doing the movement, you attend to as many parts of your body as you can. And even in your imagination, make the movement very smooth and continuous. Your breathing continues in a quiet rhythm. And then as soon as you're ready, actually roll up to sit. And then while you just sit quietly without any movement, imagine the movement again. You may notice that it makes a difference in which position you imagine the movement. One or the other may be easier for you. Are you including your arms and your hands in your imagination? The rounding of the trunk, the bending forward of your head. Can you feel inside yourself at what moment you come from lying to sitting? At what moment your trunk lifts off the ground? Okay. Let the imagination go, and while you're still sitting, hold your right foot as before. So the knees are open, soles of the feet are facing each other. You hold your right foot and again raise it over your head or wherever you get, and notice how easy is it right now. Okay, now that you have done the movement, visualize this movement for a moment. So visualize how you hold your foot, how the foot comes off the ground, away from your torso, and at what moment the foot comes closer to your head and the head bends, your back becomes round. In your imagination, is it easy to place the foot on the head? Is there any difference between the real movement and your imagination as to where you can place your foot? Are you imagining the movement, the involvement of your pelvis? So you imagine the movement in such a way that it's not just words in your head, but you actually sense it in yourself as if you were doing the movement. Okay, now let this go. Lie on your back and rest. Now, as you rest, I'm going to read one little paragraph from this lesson out of the book Awareness Through Movement. It is difficult to carry out a particular action because the orders of the nervous system to the muscles do not fit the action. The body will not fold up closely enough because the conscious instruction for the folding up cannot be carried out, and because the antagonist muscles, those that serve to straighten the back in this case, continue to work too hard as a matter of habit, resulting from poor posture. It is enough for their obstructive activity to become consciously aware, for a new flexibility to appear suddenly, a flexibility like that of an infant, and the folding movement to become continuous, comfortable, miraculous. The moment this happens, the individual feels as though a window had opened into a dark room, and he is filled with a new feeling of ability and life. He has discovered mastery of himself and realizes that responsibility for his uncontrolled movements rests largely within himself. Okay, now begin to imagine all the movements that you did on the right side, on the left side. So, first of all, as you lie, imagine how you were bringing the knees closer to the chest. Now, the left hand gets hold of the left heel. In your imagination, all the fingers together with your thumb. Your right hand gets hold of the four small toes, your thumb between the big toe and the one next to it. And then imagine moving, with the help of your hands, your foot away from your torso in the direction of the ceiling until it feels natural to let the leg and foot arc closer to the head and the head rises off the floor, as if you want to have the head and foot meet each other. As you imagine this movement, how easy is it compared to the actual movement? Does ambition play any role? Does trying hard play any role in imagining? Do you remember and are you aware of in your imagination that you would exhale to fold, to lift the head and let the foot and the head approach each other? Is there any part of the movement or any area of your body that is difficult to imagine, difficult to feel, sense, visualize? And even in your imagination, at times you may slow down, go over a certain part of the movement repeatedly to clarify, until the image becomes more and more clear. Now let this image go and move on to the next one, which is to roll over the left side, coming up to sitting. Be very slow in your imagination so that you can sense, envision the participation of all these different areas. the trajectory of the foot through space, the folding, the arc that the head describes closely over the floor, toward in front of the left knee, the involvement of the right leg, a moment of slight lengthening, and then the right leg bending backward a bit to the right as you actually sit up. And imagine, as you come up to sitting, that you remain fairly round, going back down to the floor. Choose your own speed, of course. Include your breathing in your imagination. Are there any parts of the movement that are easier to imagine than other moments of the movement? So you imagine rolling from your back to sitting, and you also imagine rolling from sitting back down to the ground. In your imagination, can you become clear if you're using the same trajectory coming from lying on your back to sitting as coming from sitting to lying on your back? One indication for that to be so would be, will you end up on your back on the very same place as you started out? Will you end up in a sitting position always to the very same place as you came to last time? Okay, let this go. Just rest for a moment on your back. Rest even from visualizing anything. Just feel. Feel how you are right now. Now roll up to sitting, either way you like. With your knees apart, soles of the feet are facing each other. And now imagine this movement on the left side. So your left hand is under your left heel. Your right hand holds the four small toes. And now imagine lifting the foot up in the air with the help of your hands. Then in an arc coming closer to the head bending forward. And in your imagination, notice if you are able to place the left foot on your head. As you imagine this movement, you scan through your body, you notice what your back does, your pelvis, your belly, the movement of the neck, the breath. Sensing inside yourself, how would it feel to do this movement? Okay, now let the image go, sit for a moment. And then actually, get hold of your left foot with both hands as you did before and as you imagined, and do the movement slowly, consciously, of letting your foot raise up and eventually placing it on top of your head. And notice how easy is it to do it on this side compared to doing it on the right side, which you have done for quite a while. So Moshe Feldenkrais claims at this moment that probably the movement is easier on the left side, as you only imagined. So he says, as you practice with the right side for quite a while, you go through various mistakes. And so now, afterward, as you practice just by imagining on the left side, you don't have to go through all the mistakes anymore. You can just imagine the movement as it developed. And so the question is it easier now on this side? And then also once try the movement on the left side of rolling from sitting all the way to resting on your back and then reversing the movement. Of course, you start the movement with placing your right leg a bit differently, which is your foot to your right behind yourself. The right knee is kind of forward and the inside of your right leg is resting on the floor. And then from there, you roll over your left side to your back and then back up to sitting. Notice the quality. Okay, let this go. Rest in your back for another moment. Notice the differences. And then get up to standing and walk around. Observe yourself as you walk. Your face, your eyes, your movement, the turning from side to side. Is anything different from how you habitually walk? Either in its execution or just in how it feels, the sensation. Okay, so much for now, and enjoy the effects of this lesson.